Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Santana. How may I assist you today?
I'm calling on behalf of my mother, who has received a charge on her credit card for your company, and she has not ordered anything from you.
Okay, could you provide me with her zip code, please?
98255.
And what's her first and last name?
Marie Hodgin. H-O-D-G-I-N.
H-O-D.
G-I-N.
M-
G as in George.
M-A-R-I-E.
M-A-R-I-E. That is correct.
Okay. Okay, I didn't find an account to match that name. Let's see. Could you provide me with and maybe an email address?
Why?
That's the only way I can get the account pulled up, sir. I mean, ma'am, okay. I don't see anything.
Okay. It's Marie Hodgin at frontier.com.
M-A-R.
I-E.
I-E.
H-O-D as in David, G as in George, I-N as in Norman.
At gmail.com?
No, at frontier.com.
Could you spell that?
Frontier is F-R-O-N-T-I-E-R.
Oh, frontier.com. No, sir, I didn't find anything to match that either. And the only other way that I can pull up something on the account is a card that was charged. You provide me with the first six numbers and the last four.
First six numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Was this card one? Well, it's 403832.
Hold on just a second. 403832.
Yes.
And the last four.
7674.
No, sir. I don't see an account to match that name. You probably want to notify her bank.
Then how come there's a charge from you on her statement?
Sir, I'm looking over and I can't find anything that states that we are charged or hurt anything.
Huh. Well, it came up on her credit card.
Yes, sir. I can't even find an account.
All right. Go back to her bank. We called them first. They gave us your number to call to straighten it out. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a good day.
Bye now.